Hola sobrinos, it's your favorite auntie, Tia Maria. This is the Café y Consejos podcast. Each week, I sit for a cup of coffee with a new guest as we talk coffee and anything and everything under the umbrella, and maybe even a little chisme. So grab a cup and let's chat. In this week's episode, I sit down with Yakira and Audi from Living as Latinas podcast, and we have a chat over being bilingual and our struggles, and that's from a message that I received today. So welcome, Yakira and Audi. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you guys here as fellow Latinas, bilingual chicas. I know we've got to probably have lots of stories to share.
Yes, definitely. The struggles.
Yes, but before anything, as usual, but first, coffee. Do you guys like coffee?
Oh yes.
Oh, can't live without it.
So how do you drink your coffee, Yakira?
So I have mine's black and some sugar.
Oh wow, black. Okay. Mm-hmm. I used to do that, but I was like, I can't do it. It was killing my stomach. How about you, Audi?
So I used to drink it black with no sugar, but now I have a Keurig, and now I am tasting all the flavors there are in the world. So I'm so excited.
Yeah, I agree. I love my Keurig. Oh my gosh. I actually have a small one on my desk because I can't live without it.
Mm-hmm. That would be me.
It's so convenient.
It is. It's just, and you know, I feel like it's just a staple in our culture anyway. You can't not have coffee.
Yes.
So this week I got a message from a Jessica and from Philadelphia. Hey, Philadelphia, that's my area. So Jessica says, "Hey, tia, I'm Latina, but I get super nervous when I have to speak, and it makes me feel horrible when people, usually my family, invalidate my Latinas, I don't know if that's even a word, because I speak it with an accent and not perfectly. So I've been there. I mean, Spanish is not my first language. I grew up, I was raised in New York. English is my first language. And of course, my family members speaking Spanish, I could always understand it. I didn't really learn it or speak it, even read it till maybe high school when we were forced to take a Spanish class, right? Mm. It was like an elective. But what about you, Audi? What was your experience?
So Spanish is actually my first language. I started learning English when I was around 14, at freshman year in high school. And so, but I definitely understand the struggle, but on the other side, I guess. Mm-hmm. Because my main struggle has always been with not thinking that I fit in the United States culture, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I can definitely see that. What about you, Yakira?
Well, for me, like, I grew up speaking Spanish. I remember, like, in kindergarten, our school was, like, no Spanish allowed whatsoever. So I lost a lot of my Spanish speaking skills because I just started speaking English all the time. Mm. But now I notice, like, I get so nervous when I have to do like Spanish speaking events or things that are outside of my family. You can definitely like go see my face get red. I'll mispronounce things and things that I probably already know how to pronounce, but because I'm on the spot, I'll just start like messing it up. It'll be a totally like different accent, different word. So it's definitely a struggle, definitely.
Yeah, I can definitely empathize. I mean, just yesterday, and I just mentioned this before in previous episodes, I'm also a wedding officiant, and I had to do an all Spanish wedding ceremony. And there were times even in my speech where I would forget what I was speaking, and like my brain would just like freeze and I would lose my words. And it's just, I mean, I think people forget that being bilingual is kind of a superpower. If you can understand more than one language, that's a freaking skill. Like, who, if you can't do that, I mean, seriously, it's really nothing to be embarrassed about if you forget your words, because even I forget my words in English. Like, where you're like, well, what's that word I'm thinking about? And you can't, it happens all the time, and but no one mentions it because that's like your first language. But once you, for me growing up, my experience, especially, you know, Jessica was talking about family, I was always, you know, forced, like, you have to learn Spanish, you have to speak Spanish, because then you have to be proud of your culture. But at the same time, Mom, Spanish isn't really our culture, is it? I mean, we're indigenous, aren't we? So we're speaking our colonizers' language. So I think about it, I didn't really realize it until I got older. My grandmother's colonizer, obviously, was Spain, and mine is the U.S. So I'm speaking English. That's the language that I know. But I don't think it definitely does not make you any less Latina or less American if you don't speak the English very well either. I think it just makes you freaking awesome. I mean, for me, how do you guys embrace both worlds, especially you, Ali, since your English is your second language? How do you embrace both?
It took a while. Throughout high school, I had a really powerful fight with, because I didn't want to become American in the way, in the sense that people become American. And so I refused to speak English throughout high school. And now that I didn't understand or were able to speak English, I just refused, because I didn't want to become American, whatever that is, because I'm still American, I'm Dominican. And so, but, so for me, it was a struggle, but I agree with what you said earlier. It's, we don't become less of anything or more than anything. It's just who we are. And I think that embracing who we are, the fact that we are able to do that, speak two different languages. My grandparents weren't able to do that. And their parents were not able to do that. And that is exactly the beauty of it. We are evolving, we're becoming better, we're learning new things, new ways of life. And there's nothing, it can be nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Absolutely, totally agree. So what about you, Yakita?
For me, I think on the other side, you know, being mostly a main, like a English speaker, Latina, growing up, I remember, like, you know, the people that would look at me and be like, well, why can't you pronounce this? You know, you're not as Latina as you should be because you can't say things mm-hmm. correctly. Your accent's not the same, or you know, all these kind of misconceptions or stereotypes that they associate with that, right? And, you know, just being able to stand your ground and be like, well, I am Latina. Like, my parents are from where they are from. You know, that doesn't make me any less than anybody else. Sometimes you have to fight against those stereotypes. And it's hard, you know, definitely being able to stand your ground. I've always struggled with that and be like, you know, like, no, like, this is who I am, accept me for who I am. And this is all part of me, you know? So I remember just, you know, having those talks with kids or like adults or even like your own family members, you know, like you were saying, you have to learn how to speak Spanish. And it's like, okay, well, I'm trying, you know, this is the best that I can do. Take me for who I am, you know, mm-hmm. and kind of just accepting all those pieces of you can be difficult sometimes. Me and Audie, how we've been recording our podcasts again. And since some of our podcasts that we recorded were in English, now we're trying to re-record in Spanish. And so Audie's like zipping through it, you know, she knows all these words and I'm just there like struggling, like, I can't say this. We need to edit this part out. How do you pronounce this word? Like, it's a lot harder when we're recording in Spanish than than the English ones, but you know,
oh my goodness,
beautiful.
Yeah, I definitely have thought about recording an episode or two that's all in Spanish, and I think I have shied away from it because of my own insecurities about my, you know, my accent and pronunciations. I mean, I speak more, I want to say it's more Spanglish than anything. But if I had to, and it's really interesting because when I speak to my grandmother, it automatically comes out in Spanish. It's just really, it's like an auto switch, like autopilot. But if I'm with my parents, it's mostly English or mostly Spanglish. And it's a really, I'm definitely, you know, now I'm going to say it, I'm going to put the effort into owning up to doing an episode or two in Spanish, because it's just part of who I am as well. And I really should not feel insecure about it. So that's what I'm going to do. And for Jessica and whoever's listening, just own it and go forth and be you.
Yay. I love it. And you know what? I think it's more about what we think people are going to think than what people actually think. Because I don't think that people want others to be perfect. We want to be perfect somehow on the unconscious, right? Subconscious level. But once you start, it just flows. Because that is exactly who you are. You're not trying to be anything that you're not already. You are bilingual. And so I think that the first like 10 minutes, it's a struggle, but then your brain catches up to the fact that, oh, she's speaking Spanish. Oh, okay, that's what we're, okay. And it just flows, you know? Same thing with me in English. Sometimes I have to translate in my brain as I go. But then after a few minutes, I'm not translating anymore. I'm just speaking English, like right now.
You know, it's so true. I've done that myself. And it's funny how I sometimes have to say things in Spanish first before I say it in English, which is, it's hilarious because English is my first language. But it's just a part of being bilingual. And you just have to embrace it, to be honest, because, and actually, I was just reading a journal the other day, and it was just like science says that people who are bilingual have longer, like live longer, or are less risk for things like Alzheimer's and dementia because of, you know, the way our brains have to know more than one language. So there's a lot more positive effects to being bilingual, I would say.
I'll take that.
So tell us about your podcast and where they can find you and listen to you.
Go ahead, Audie.
So our podcast is Living as Latinas. We are on YouTube. So we do it in video and audio. We upload to YouTube. Our channel is called Living as Latinas. And we also upload to podcast platforms.
And we are also on IG. So if you want to look at us on Instagram, as Living as Latinas as well.
I want to thank Yakira and Audi from Living as Latinas for being a part of this episode. We had some major, well, mostly me, some major recording issues. For some reason, my sound was just horrible and I unfortunately could not edit it as well as I wanted to. But if you've made it this far, thank you so much for listening. Until next time. All right, let's move on to the tarot message of the week. Okay, so this week's tarot message of the week is the Seven of Swords, and I will have a photo of it up on my Instagram at Café y Consejos Podcast. So the Seven of Swords for this week, oddly enough, last week we had the Six of Swords. So there's a lot of issues going on with many of us this week. But what I like to point out with the Seven of Swords is that the swords are pointing at the individual in the photo. Are you self-sabotaging yourself? This is the question to ask. What patterns of your own behavior are you doing that are creating blockages and blocking your own blessings? What are you doing to self-sabotage yourself? This is the week to really focus on what you're doing that's just making it very difficult for you. So focus on what that is and then change that behavior because you're blocking your own blessings. And if you look at the card, there are flowers in between the swords. So they're not being able to, that the individual's not being able to get to. You can self-sabotage and block your own blessings. And in order for you to clear that path, you have to be honest with yourself and change your own behavior of that self-sabotage. That is the message for the week. Thank you so much for listening, Sobrinos. Be sure to follow on Instagram and Facebook at Café y Consejos Podcast. I also have a new website, Café y Consejos Podcast.com. I will be sharing more stories behind each episode, as well as my journey. You can also buy your Thea a cup of coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TheaMaria. And remember, tu tía loves you. Siempre pa'lante y pórtate bien.